From early childhood, Esther had heard Mordecai's stories about the splendors of the great palace. Now she saw that it was all true and more. It was like walking on a rainbow. There were so many rooms, she wondered if people ever lost their way. And then the gold. It was everywhere, on the walls, covering the furnishings. Even the dishes were made of pure gold. But gaining admission to the palace was only the first step toward being chosen queen. The Persian Empire stretched from the mountains of India to the desert plains of Ethiopia, and the young and fair from every province made the long journey to Shushan, each harboring a royal dream in her heart. The candidates faced 12 months of training before they were considered properly prepared to enter the throne room to stand before the king. Living in the court of women, Esther often thought,
"How can the king choose from so many? All the girls are so beautiful, each one in a different way. How can I expect to be chosen? I don't know how to sing, and I can't play the lyre. I feel so strange here, so lonely."
The hours tumbled into days, the days into months. Esther's heart yearned for the sight of Mordecai, and her fingers ached to perform some purposeful task.
"Now, what is this? Sewing?"
"Oh, isn't it wonderful? I was afraid I'd forgotten how."
"Sewing is for slaves. Did I not assign 7 maids to do your bidding?"
"I sent them away."
Sent them away? Sent them away?
"Do you know how it feels to have 14 extra hands and feet? I do."
"Your strange whims are beyond me. I have many women to look after, but never one like you."
"Would it be possible for me to spend some time each day in the courtyard?"
The sun will ruin your complexion."
"Oh, if only I could breathe some fresh air. The air in here is so heavy with perfume. It's stifling."
"I have shown you favor beyond all others."
"You have been very kind, Hegai."
"I have shown you favor because I think the king will be pleased with you above all the others."
"With me?"
"Yes, yes. His every mood is known to me. He will love those frank eyes of yours and straightforward manner. He's tired of artificiality. Who gave you the dress you're wearing? It's most unbecoming."
"I like it. I brought it with me from home."
"Are not the royal dresses given you to your liking?"
"I like this one."
That a tent? My reputation? I lose my position as keeper of the women. I might even lose my head if the king sees you in that. From now on, I will personally select your garments from the royal wardrobe. Have you completed the morning ritual?"
"No, and I haven't changed the color of my hair, nor have I asked at least 100 other women which perfume is best for me. And as for wallowing in goat's milk..."
"Bathing in goat's milk is prescribed for all candidates. His Majesty has definite opinions regarding a woman's complexion."
"A wicked waste of good milk. You had far better give it to the children of the poor."
"Oh, Esther, why can't you cooperate?"
Finally, the day came for Esther to be presented to the king. Many women before her had nervously trod the narrow, carpeted path which spanned the throne room. So many that even the servants who attended the king scarcely glanced up anymore, until Esther made her way to the golden throne.
"Look! Look now at this one!"
"Why? How could she be different from the rest?"
"She's beautiful beyond words. But there's something more. See how she moves, as though she were already the queen of queens."
"Yes."
"The king sees her. He's leaving the throne, moving down the steps."
"She really is striking."
"Shh."
"What's your name?"
"Esther, your majesty."
"Come closer, don't be afraid."
"As you wish, your majesty."
"Ah, at last. Honest eyes, a fresh, natural complexion. Tell me now, is this the real color of your hair?"
"Who would dare to deceive the king of all Persia?"
"That's a question that could not be answered quickly. It might take a week or a month. Your name again?"
"Esther."
"Esther. A beautiful name, fit for a queen.
And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. And Esther followed Mordecai's advice and did not tell the king that she was an Israelite girl.
Hail the mighty king of Persia! Hail! Hail!
During the celebration that followed the coronation, King Xerxes beckoned one of his advisors, Haman the Agagite.
You please me, Haman. I found your advice sensible and to the point in all matters.
Your Majesty's approval is my only wish.
My new queen, is she not beautiful?
She was your choice, sire.
I, Xerxes, king of all Persia, have taken unto myself a new queen. I would have you honor and respect her above all other women in the empire. On this festive day, I also proclaim the appointment of Haman the Agagite as chief advisor to the throne. In all matters of state, he is to be regarded as second only to myself. Well, let the feasting begin!